Veto expected on the farm bill. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. Supporters of the farm bill are hoping the president will hurry up and issue his veto of the Food Conservation and Energy Act of 2008, otherwise known as the farm bill, so they can get things moving. American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller has the story.
Most Hill watchers expect the president to veto the farm bill early this week.
I don't think there's any chance he'll change his mind because he has been so adamant and so public about the fact that he will veto. If he does wait, the problem is that, again, we're going to have to extend current law another couple of weeks because the House and the Senate will go home for Memorial Day recess for all of next week. So I would hope that he would veto it quickly so that we do have time to get the House and the Senate finished before they go home for the recess.
But American Farm Bureau farm policy specialist Mary Kay Thatcher says with veto-proof margins of support in the House and the Senate, the farm bill could become law in just a matter of days. And when it does,
the bill becomes effective immediately, but many of the provisions that affect agriculture won't take effect until 2009. A lot of things were built in to assure farmers who have already put their crops in the ground that the government wasn't going to change the plan in the middle of the year.
67% of the farm bill funding goes to nutrition programs, only 18% to commodity programs. Thatcher says those who say that's still too much are forgetting something important.
We don't write farm bills for good times. We write them for bad times. And we don't write them for just 1 year. This bill is a 5-year bill. We'd all like to hope that commodity prices for many of these commodities will remain high for 5 years, but there is certainly no guarantee that these prices will still be high 4 weeks from now.
And that's why it's called a safety net. Jonna Miller, Washington.
And because of the strong support in both the House and the Senate, many feel if the president does in fact veto the bill, there are enough votes to override it. Have a great day and join us tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.